Today we are in Hosea chapter 9. Hosea chapter 9, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Hosea 9, verse 1. Excuse me. Do not rejoice, O Israel. Do not be jubilant like the other nations, for you have been unfaithful to your God. You love the wages of a prostitute at every threshing floor. And so the Israelites served their idols, and they wanted wages for serving their idols. They served their idols, and they expected to be rewarded with great harvests as a result of it. Verse 2, threshing floors and wine presses will not feed the people. The new wine will fail them. And God will make sure that Israel's new good time gods fail her completely. Verse 3, they will not remain in the Lord's land. Ephraim will return to Egypt and eat unclean food in Assyria. Israel will not be allowed to stay in God's land, that is, the promised land. They want to trust in foreign lands. They want to worship foreign gods. Fine, God will send them into exile into those foreign lands. Verse 4, they will not pour out wine offerings to the Lord, nor will their sacrifices please him. Such sacrifices will be to them like the bread of mourners. All who eat them will be unclean. This food will be for themselves. It will not come into the temple of the Lord. Israel may think they are offering sacrifices to God, but they are wasting their time just going through the motions. 5. What will you do on the day of your appointed feast, on the festal days of the Lord? The religious feasts were held in Jerusalem, but Israel will be in exile, so they will not be able to keep those feasts. Verse 6. Even if they escape from destruction, Egypt will gather them and Memphis will bury them. Their treasures of silver will be taken over by briars, and thorns will overrun their tents. And so they will be gone out of the country, and the places they used to hang out in, the places they used to call home, will be overgrown with weeds. 7. The days of punishment are coming. The days of reckoning are at hand. Let Israel know this, because your sins are so many and your hostility so great. The prophet is considered a fool, the inspired man a maniac. Hosea and any other holy people will be driven to the brink of insanity. They will see the wrath of God coming, and they will not be able to stop it, because the people will not repent. And so God's people sometimes get caught up in the overflow, at least, of the wrath that God pours out on sinners. 8. The prophet, along with my God, is a watchman over Ephraim, yet snares await him on all his paths and hostility in the house of his God. The true prophets who were warning the people, telling them to repent, were abused by the people who hated the truth. They hated the truth, so they hated the people who spoke it. Verse 9, they have sunk deep into corruption, as in the days of Gibeah. God will remember their wickedness and punish them for their sins. It's important for us to remember that God remembers sins that are not repented of. Verse 10, when I found Israel, it was like finding grapes in the desert. When I saw your fathers, it was like seeing the early fruit on the fig tree. But when they came to Baal Peor, they consecrated themselves to that shameful idol and became as vile as the thing they loved. Grapes in the desert would be something refreshing. It would be something to be happy about. And there had been a time when God was happy with Israel, but not anymore. Not since they started worshiping idols. verse 11, Ephraim's glory will fly away like a bird. No birth, no pregnancy, no conception. And the glory here in verse 11 refers to Israel's large population. It was very important in a society like that, and it was a sign of God's blessing if the population was growing. But prostitution doesn't produce children. And so one of the things that made Israel great, her population would now begin to fade away. That too was a judgment for their sin. 12, even if they rear children, I will bereave them of every one. Woe to them when I turn away from them. Woe to the children that they do have. And I'm afraid that's the way it is to a large degree in America today. Because the sin of a godless generation destroys their children. Their children are often raised in a moral and spiritual vacuum, and they become no more than animals themselves without any direction spiritually. And when you don't have that, any society will crumble. 13. I have seen Ephraim like Tyre, planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim will bring out their children to the slayer. And so Tyre was famous for its security and for its wealth and for its pleasant surroundings. It was a very nice place. If anybody mentioned Tyre, you know, the immediate image was of something very pleasant and comfortable. Well, before Israel fell into sin, they were like that as well. God made sure they were like that because he promised he would if they would obey. But again, not any longer. 14, give them, O Lord, what you will give them. Give them wombs that miscarry and breasts that are dry. Hosea is praying here, and it's not that Hosea hates his people and jumping for joy over their judgment, but he is defending God's justice, and he is agreeing that God's punishment, the punishment that he has already pronounced, is correct. 15, because of all their wickedness in Gilgal, I hated them there. Because of their sinful deeds, I will drive them out of my house. I will no longer love them. All their leaders are rebellious. And so, like an unfaithful wife who will not repent, is driven out of her husband's house. And God will drive unfaithful Israel out of his house. That is, out of the promised land. She is an unfaithful wife. She is chasing prostitutes, spiritual prostitutes and literal prostitutes. 16. Ephraim is blighted. Their root is withered. They yield no fruit. Even if they bear children, I will slay their cherished offspring. My God will reject them because they have not obeyed him. They will be wanderers among the nations. God was no longer Israel's God. Notice, Hosea says, my God will reject them because they have not obeyed him. God was no longer Israel's God because they didn't want him. He gave them, and they didn't want him, and he gave them the desires of their heart, which was life without him. And Hosea says, God, you're my God, but you're not their God. And God was Israel's, or I should say God was Hosea's God, because Hosea still wanted him. And that's the way it is today. If you want Almighty God to be your God through Jesus Christ, he will gladly be your God. He will not turn away from you. You say, well, I've sinned. Well, maybe you have. But repent and confess, and he will accept you. As long as you want him, he wants you. And none of us are worthy. That's something to keep in mind. Next time, Hosea chapter 10. Until then, so long, everyone.